going to go over the safety aspects of hospital beds that you will become familiar with in a healthcare technology program.
You need to know how to keep yourself, your client, and fellow coworkers safe in a professional healthcare environment.
The most important thing to consider are proper body mechanics. There is a potential for back injuries and strains if you do not take care of basic principles. Lift with your legs, not your back. Avoid twisting with loads, and don't overly reach beyond your stance. If you understand these principles, you can avoid back injuries. In the case of the hospital bed, it needs to be raised to waist height when doing client care or when making the bed.
The hospital bed is just like any other piece of equipment in a lab. All of its components need to be inspected and serviced regularly.
The bed frame, headboard, and footboard need to be properly tight. The mattress also has to fit the bed properly. The brakes on the bed should also be tested to ensure they are operational.
An electric hospital bed features electrical controls for raising the bed itself, as well as the head of the bed and the foot of the bed. These operations must be tested to perform properly. If there are any issues, report them to your supervisor immediately.
Transfers and falls are risks. Bed rails exist to keep the client safe inside the bed, especially when the bed is raised for any reason. In some healthcare institutions, they are considered restraints, though, and require a physician's order to use. When raising and lowering rails, be sure that the client's body and extremities are away from the rails to avoid pinching or crushing hazards.
There are 7 hospital bed entrapment zones, places where a client can get stuck. These are within the rails, under the rail, within the rail supports, between the rail and the mattress, between the rail, at the ends of the rail, between split bed rails, between the end of the rail and the side edge of the head or footboard, and between the head or footboard and the mattress end.
Ensure that your client has been toileted and has their call bell and everything they need within reach when you leave the room. This will also prevent client falls. There are a lot of reasons why a client in a hospital bed has to be monitored closely.
A client also needs to be turned at least every 2 hours to prevent decubitus ulcers, otherwise known as bed sores. Be aware of your own position and movements to avoid any back strain or injury. Okay, let's do our tool safe review.
Avoid back strains by being cautious of your angle of movements. Know the bed entrapment zones and monitor your client at all times. Turn the client every 2 hours to prevent bed sores. Examine the proper operation of the bed. Report any problems.